Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be with you again. So today is kind of a fun day for me recording a meditation because I'm in Montana with Jenny, and we are right now in a place called Libby, which is just across the Idaho border. And we just got done traveling through Montana, not all through it because it's a huge state, but enough to where we got a good, feel for it. And now we're on a nice, beautiful little river, and we're just taking a break from driving. And so I was thinking about you in this beauty. And the other little detail is that it's about 100 degrees right now. So it is just toasty, toasty hot. It's about just before 8 p.m. in the evening. And it's been nice recording these last few meditations with you because it's been very different. Each one seems to be at a different time of the day, and I really like that because meditation is always, meditation is always relevant at any point during the day, especially morning and evening, and the afternoons too if we can find time for that. But remember always that life can be a moving meditation. And so as I look out the window and see the river just gently flowing down, I'm reminded of the flow of life. So that can be the theme for our meditation today. And so wherever you are, forget all about time, what time it is, morning, noon, or night, because we are together in this moment, this eternal now moment. So if you will, let all your breath go. And then take a nice big inhale through your nostrils and feel the air course in. That was our meditation bell. And then hold it at the top. And then let it go out. We'll just do two more just like that. Big, deep, beautiful inhale. Hold it at the top as able. And then release when ready. And this time we can do a double inhale if you're ready. Double inhale together. Hold for just 3, 2, 1, and double exhale. And settle into your breath. And then as if you were putting a monitor on your breathing, without changing a thing about the details of your breath, just noticing it. See if you can stay observing the breath, even while you feel the presence of your physical being, your physical body. If you're sitting, how does it feel? If you're in some other position, what bones are touching what surfaces, and what surfaces are touching the earth. And then take a moment while your breath moves gently in and out, giving you life. Take a moment with gravity to realize that you and I are being held to the earth right now, pressed against it even. And in this strange miracle of life, we are flowing literally through the universe, spinning and wobbling as the earth, and moving about 1,000 miles through space. And that 1,000 miles is done in 1 hour. 1,000 miles an hour as we go about our lives. And it's done in a perfected pattern that we need not worry about. For it is given by the source of all being. and governed by some strange, weird, beautiful phenomenon. So being held to the earth this way, like a mother would hold her child into the bosom. And imagine yourself held perfectly, given everything you need at your fingertips, whatever it could possibly be. And then we go back to the breath, noticing again its perfect rhythm, which is a flow in itself. And so rather than frustrating this flow with worry or doubt or interference, we simply help it along by realizing that the breath itself is love given to us. Each inhale, each exhale, and the magic that brings into our being and into our bodies. And now in the same way, I know every time we focus on the breath, it's just apparent again how much of a gorgeous miracle it is. Wow. So now imagine that your feet were in a moving river, just maybe up to your ankles, and feel the flow as it goes by. Feel the flow as it courses over your feet, over your ankles, even up to your knees and shins if you'd like. And feel the flow of that river. Really, you could even imagine that you were sitting in the water and you can feel the flow of the water along your chest and your stomach and your hips, even along your throat, your shoulders. And maybe, if you're really daring, you can feel the water right up to the top of your mouth, just below your nose, so that you can breathe and look out over the surface. However it is for you, imagine where that water came from, the source of the river, perhaps a mountaintop, or some other waterway feeding into this river in which you are immersed. And then imagine that you are made up, your body is made up of a great majority of it being water. And imagine that that water flows through you just as the river flows around you, tickling you, caressing you. An inner flow and an outer flow. And then imagine the sun warming you, coming up in sunrise, blazing throughout the day, coming back in sunset, in this beautiful cycle, this perfect, reliable, and awesome rhythm, which is another flow. So as the sun spins around, and we spin around, and the planets spin around, and the stars, and even the Milky Way galaxy, and the river, and the air, and the breath, imagine you are the flow of life itself, a cosmic child of pure wonder, your life a magnificent miracle, unlike any other. Never again will you be you. So in this moment, we embrace who we are fully, letting go of all worries, all concerns, and all cares. And know that we are held by the Divine Mother, close to the bosom of life itself, nourished by the Heavenly Father, and that divine wisdom is in our DNA, divine love in our hearts, and divine intelligence in our minds. And so we call these three forth, the Holy Trinity, to nourish us in the world, in our lives, and in everything we do. Now, being filled with that divine flow of life, we send it out into the world, completely letting it go, so it fills us, escapes us, and fills life itself, an endless flow through you and through me. Thank you, God, for this beautiful bounty. And so it is. Amen. Please rest in your meditation as long as you will. Aho and Amen.